بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم أما بعد وروي عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أنبئكم بشراركم قالوا بلى إن شئت يا رسول الله قال إن شراركم الذي ينزل وحده ويجلد عبده ويمنع رفده أفلا أنبئكم بشر من ذلك قالوا بلى إن شئت يا رسول الله قال من يبغض الناس ويبغضونه قال فلا أنبئكم بشر من ذلك قالوا بلى إن شئت يا رسول الله قال الذين لا يقيلون عثرا ولا يقبلون معذرا ولا يغتفرون ذنبا قال فلا أنبئكم بشر من ذلك قالوا بلى يا رسول الله قال من لا يرجى خيره ولا يؤمن شره رواه الطبراني حضرت ابن عباس رضي الله عنه narrates this hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, should I not inform you of the evil people among you? Meaning, shouldn't I tell you of the qualities of a person that makes him a very evil person? So they said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please do tell us if you wish. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the evil among you is that person, yanzilu wahda, that he wants to live a secluded life away from the jama'ah of Muslims. He wants to live away from the Muslims. He wants to be on his own. The time will come before Qiyamah when this will have to be done. A person has to look for the mountain tops and run away from fitna. But this is now talking in general. In general, masjid is there, Jummah Salah is taking place, Muslims are together in communities, but this person, he opts to stay alone. So this is dangerous for his iman. It's very, very dangerous for his iman. Shaitan can launch an attack on him, and then he can be on the brink of losing his iman also. Like we find today, Muslims want to live among non-Muslims in estates, and we are hearing some incidents now of how their minds are getting corrupted. The suhba and the company of non-Muslims will rub off on that person, and the thinking and the qualities and everything starts to change. So this person, يُحِبُّ الْوَحْدَ وَلَا يَجْلِسُ مَا أَحَدٍ. Allah Pak wants us to be united. You see, Eid and Jummah. Originally Jummah, all the small masjids must be left, and everybody must come to the Jami Masjid. Eid Salah also, everybody must congregate at the Eidgah. So Allah Ta'ala wants this unity. But this person, he wants to break away. وَلَا يَجْلِسُ مَا أَحَدٍ. He doesn't sit with anyone. وَيَكْرَهُ الْأُنْسِ وَالتَّوَادُّ. And he doesn't want to show that mutual love and to show that brotherhood. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wants us to meet. Allah Ta'ala wants us to greet. Allah Ta'ala wants us to live with one another, to see each other's needs, to fulfill each other's needs, to visit the sick, etc. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wants us to live with unity. So that is the first person. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam continues, and he's a zalim, he's an oppressor, he's slave, he whoops his slave, he abuses his slave. وَيَمْنَعُ رِفْدَ. He's a very stingy person, he's not generous, he doesn't give out charity, doesn't spend. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shouldn't I tell you of a person that's worse than that? They said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed do tell us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who hates the people and they hate him also. There's some enmity in the society, and then there's this hatred and animosity, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in another hadith, دَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ دَاءُ الْأُمَمِ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ الْحَسَدُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ. This jealousy and hatred is an old spiritual sickness that came from the previous nations. It has crept into this ummah also, being jealous of one another. This will cause disunity and hating one another. Again, we are encouraged to leave aside our differences and to unite. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shouldn't I tell you of someone that is more evil than that? They said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed do tell us if you wish. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person that doesn't overlook small faults, small slips and mistakes, he doesn't overlook. Employer-employee relationship, husband and wife relationship, children, some small mistakes will be made. But how do we handle that situation? Then it will show what is the character of a person. This person, he doesn't overlook small mistakes. Quran Majeed says, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. They should forgive and overlook. Don't you wish that Allah must overlook you? You also make a lot of mistakes, major and minor mistakes, and you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to overlook it, so overlook others. And they don't accept excuses. This is related to the chapter of accepting your brother's excuse. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says this is an evil person. Someone presents an excuse, makes an excuse, just accept it, even if it seems like it's not true. And they don't conceal sins. Other people that commit some sin in private. So they don't conceal, they publicize. They use this term name and shame. We need to understand in Islam, there's different levels. A person did some sin in private, or it was a private matter between you and him. So you use this thing of name and shame, because it's so common even in the West, name and shame, publicizing and putting and making his name bad when it was a private matter or it's something that he did wrong. One is a public matter, or where there's a fear of public harm being caused. That's a different issue. But this is now concealing someone that did some sin in his home, like talking about it to everybody. So that is not right. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that is an evil person who does that. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lastly said, shouldn't I tell you someone that is worse than that? Sahaba said, yes, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person, la yurja khairu, you got no hope of any good from him. He's so evil, he's such an oppressor, you can't even rely on him, you can't even ask him for help. No goodness from him, Allah save us. وَلَا يُؤْمَنُ شَبْهُ, and there is no safety from his evil. That means this person is pure evil. And any interaction with him will result in evil and in bad taking place. So Allah Ta'ala save us from these qualities. Allah bless us with all good qualities.